As the Taliban regime in Afghanistan was crumbling last year, millions of dollars in gold was being smuggled out of the country. According to the Washington Post, the gold was carried by couriers to Karachi, Pakistan, and then on to the United Arab Emirates. The smuggling operation has allowed remnants of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda operatives to preserve their financial resources. Reporter Douglas Farah's account of the operation appeared in Sunday's Washington Post, and he joins me now. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Jackie.
How did millions of dollars cross international borders without the authorities being able to track it and possibly even being aware of it?
Well, cash flows across that region a lot anyway. Dubai is the center of a lot of cash transactions and one of the largest and least regulated gold centers in the world. So if you can get gold into Dubai, you can get it transferred anywhere around the world you want in a matter of hours, and it's not a regulated situation.
Is it simply the lack of regulation in Dubai that makes it such an attractive place, or are there other factors at work?
Well, there are several other factors. One is that there's a huge cultural demand for gold all around the region, from Pakistan to India to the Persian Gulf. Two is that it's a very handy place to be. It's a hub for banking. It's a hub for transportation. And if you can get to Dubai, you can get to just about any place yourself or get your money out easily.
Explain to me how the gold trading system works.
Well, gold is a unique asset in that it serves as both cash and commodity. And so you can deposit gold on account. You can also change it into cash extremely quickly. And because it's not a currency officially, it's not regulated like the flow of dollars is. You don't have to report the transaction. And many of the transactions that happen with gold, of course, are legitimate, but it's also an extremely easy way to hide dirty money or launder dirty money.
Doug, what is your understanding of whether some of these gold shipments reach the United States?
Well, that's a matter of investigation now. There have been some strange gold movements in the November-December time period, or even early this year, from that region. I think it's clear, I was told when I was there by people who had dealt with some of this stuff fairly directly, that gold had come to the United States. Simply, I think, because it's easy to hide here, and because once it's here, then again, it can move on fairly easily, because again, it's not regulated like dollars are. You don't declare any transaction over $10,000 like you do with cash when you go into a bank. And many, many banks in Europe and around the Persian Gulf, less so in the United States, will take deposits in gold as an account and hold it for you.
So it's possible that some large mainstream banks are holding money unbeknownst to these banks for the Al-Qaeda terrorists?
Sure. And the other thing that came out of Afghanistan as the Taliban was crumbling were large bundles of cash. Our reporters in Afghanistan had documented how the Taliban went in and just cleaned out the currency deposits in every bank, and I think they came up with $8 or $9 million they documented had left that way. I believe also that money came down to Pakistan and was couriered into Dubai and out. It wasn't just gold.
A final question, Doug. The Bush administration has made much of its campaign to freeze the assets of the terrorists. What does your reporting suggest about how effective or ineffective that campaign has been?
Well, I think it's clear that Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, especially Al-Qaeda, uses commodities like gold and diamonds and don't rely a tremendous amount on the formal banking structure. They deposit things in there. It stays there for a little while. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll seize it then. But it often moves out again through the underground and untraceable systems that they have, the Hawala system, the gold system. And if it's in the bank, especially in gold, it's almost impossible to identify, and they haven't seized much of that money, and their cash just doesn't sit there that much. And it's not the way they use their money or how they move their money traditionally and in the large amounts that they're seeking. So I don't think that it's been a tremendously effective way of doing that.
Washington Post reporter Douglas Farah, thanks so much.
Thank you.